paragraph Yud Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the word Cherem in Lashon Kodesh has several meanings, just like there are many words in Lashon Kodesh that have multiple meanings. The word Cherem means excommunication. The word Cherem also means reserved for Hashem. If a person declares their car Cherem, it means they're donating it to the Beis HaMikdosh. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki ikar bechinas ha-cherem bigdusha mevur baposik kol cherem lashem. Because the whole concept of a holy cherem is expressed in this pasuk in the Chumash, where it says, anything that a Jew will declare cherem belongs to Hashem. Hainu, this means, mi sheroye sheyesh loy eze momoin vashirus, a Jew who realizes that he has some money and wealth, and the person is afraid that the forces of Tumah, this Sitra Achra, shouldn't attach itself to his money and turn it into a poison, turn it into something that kills the person, that destroys the person's life, or his family, or his health. The Sitra Achra, shekoruch achar ha'ashirus b'yoser, the Sitra Achra, which is always looking to attach itself to wealth, and to wealthy people, because wealth comes from the left side, as we learned earlier. So when the person realizes this, therefore he declares the entire thing holy tashem, cherem tashem, lebedek habayis, which means that that item is now going to be used for maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, oi lakoyhanim, or it will be given away to the Kohanim. She'al yodom beirur kol ha-halochis kanal. And as we learned several pages earlier, the Kohanim are a special group of people in Klal Yisrael who have a unique ability to correct all the problems with halochis. Rav Nosson Zal had quoted the pasuk in Mezos HaBrocha where it says about Shevet Levi, Yoiru mishpotecho liyakov. They're the ones who teach the mishpotim, the halachos, to the Jewish people. So the Kohanim are an elite group in Klal Yisrael who are higher level learning, and who are involved in the tikkun of these halachos. And so by giving away the person's wealth to the Kohanim or to the Beis HaMikdosh, when this wealth and money is being returned to the Kohanim or to the Beis HaMikdosh, because that's actually where the wealth originates from. When Hashem gives wealth to Klal Yisrael, it comes via the true tzaddik, via the Kohanim, via the Beis HaMikdosh. Hu chayzer l'shoyresh kidushasoy. The wealth is returning to the source of its holiness, to the origin of its holiness. Shezeh ikar ha-tikun v'kanal. That's the main tikkun, as we mentioned earlier, and in many cases, that the whole tikkun for everything in this world is to plug it back into its original source in holiness. Vezeo b'chinas cherem b'gdusha, shemachrim u'megareish kol achiza sasitrach ramea chefetz hazeh. This is the whole concept of a holy cherem, whereby by doing that, by reserving this thing for Hashem, the person eliminates and chases away the Sitra Achra from being able to attach itself in any way to that object. And the person returns and elevates the entire object that he was machrim to the holiness. That's on the positive side. That's Cherem of Kedusha. V'chein lehepech. And so to the opposite kind of Cherem. Mi shemevaze chocham huamiti, a person who shows major disrespect to a true chocham, machrim emoisai, we put that person in cherem, umegarshim, we exile that person, umenadenoisai, we separate him from Klal Yisrael, sheloyi eloi oid shum chelek vachiza badibor tusha, so that that person no longer has any portion, any share in the dibur of kedusha. The Dibur of Kedusha originates from and draws its power from Torah Shebal Peh. So by cutting this person off, Vayideze moitziyim imenu kol chiyusoy shenim shach misham kanal. By cutting him off like that, we're disconnecting him from the Torah Shebaal Peh so that he can't draw any life, any energy from there. That's where the person draws his whole energy from. Ki ikar hachiyus mehadibur. Because the main source of a person's spiritual life is from speech. Shenimshach mi Torah Shebaal Peh, which comes especially from the Torah Shebaal Peh. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayehi ho'odom lenefesh chaya, that Odom Arishon was a living being, the Targum says, leruach memalalo, a power that speaks. So we see that life of a human being is associated with speech. And a Jew is put in cherem, who we don't talk to him, and he's not supposed to talk to people, we're showing that his source of life is being cut off. And therefore, by putting a person in cherem, we have the ability to uproot him, to detach him from his chiyus, from his source of life and wealth, which all comes from the words of Torah Shebaal Peh. We detach the person from there, al yidei hanidui, by putting the person in cherem. Im loy sheyoshuv boemes, unless the person does real tshuva, veyachzor b'tshuva shleima al diburav haroim, and the person has complete regret over the terrible things they said to the tzaddik or to the Talmud Chacham, oz yuchal lehistaken al yidei hechacham boemes shebizo isoy. Then that person can get his tikkun, his correction, through the true chacham whom he insulted. Ki hu yochel lachzor ulavarer kol ha-halochos kanal, because the true tzaddik, the true chacham, is one who knows how to and has the ability to take those words, those blasphemy words that the person spoke to him, the insults and everything, and turn it into halachos, turn it back into the halachos of Torah Shebaal Peh from what it originates, and to purify those halachos. Vaydeze yochoy lehistakin gam imhu yoshuv b'emes. And through that, this person who spoke these terrible words has the ability to receive a tikkun, a complete tikkun, if he does real tshuva. Because the tzaddik will take that person and elevate him to the source, to the origin of those holy halachos. Sheshom hu lamala, there it's way, way up on high. Bebechinas kosnos oir, where the garments are garments of light, oir with an aleph. Ki hatzaddik hoemes zocho al yidei oitzem kedushosoi lebechinas kosnos oir bialef. Because the true tzaddik has been zoche through his tikkun abris and through all his mitzvahs, ma'asim and tovim, to achieve the garments of light, kosnas oir with an aleph, shehu shoyrish ha-Torah, which is the source from which the Torah receives its light. Sheshom mezbatel hasmoel, there the left evaporates, the left goes away. V'nichlol b'yamin, it becomes totally part of the right. Kishom koilo yamina, because there in that very high spiritual place, everything is right. There is no left. Shezeo bechinas chalitzas haminolim, kishenichnosen lebeis hamikdosh. Rav Nosson says this is tied into why we remove our shoes before we enter into the Beis Hamikdosh. Kamei shamru, as the Mishnah says, that a Jew is not allowed to go onto the Harabayis, where the Beis Hamikdash is, not with your stick and not with your shoes. Kishom meir shoyresh ha-Torah v'ha-halochos. Because on the Harabayis and the Beis Hamikdash, there you have the light of the origin of the Torah and halochos. Regarding this point, that the person who insulted the tzaddik, that his tikkun is via the tzaddik who insulted him, the Arizal says that you have the famous line that we say on Friday night in shul in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, towards the end, we say there, Tzadik Katomor Yifrach, that the tzaddik will blossom forth like a palm tree. And the Arizal explains that that pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. The first letters, Tzadik Katomor Yifrach, are Begimatria 120, which is the 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu, and other proofs. The last letters of those three words spell the word Koirach, to show that Koirach, the one who's going to be involved in being Mesakein Koirach, is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zeh ma shomar l'Moshe, kishero mare hasneh. And now Rav Nosson says we can understand what was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burning thorn bush, shehu b'shvil kabolas ha-toira, that represented receiving the Torah. Omar loy, Hashem said to him, shal na'olecho me'al raglecho, remove your shoes from your feet, ki hamokim, because the place that you're standing on is very holy ground. Rav Nosson Zal explains, he gives a beautiful explanation now of that whole incident based on what we're learning here. Ki Moshe ro'o v'hine hasne boyer bo'esh v'hasne inenu ukol. Moshe Rabbeinu saw this sight of a thorn bush burning in fire, and yet it's not being destroyed in any way. Usually when a thorn bush is on fire, you see it turn into ash. Here it wasn't being destroyed at all. V'hispale v'toma mo'oid. Moshe Rabbeinu was amazed at this. V'yomar, and he said, Osurano v'eres hamara hagotel hazeh. Let me turn to the side here. Let me go take a look at this incredible sight. Madua lo yivar hasneh. Why isn't the thorn bush being burned? Ki hu yisporach nizgala elov mitoich hasneh mishum imoy anoichi betzora sagolus. K'moshom Rabbi Senuzal. The Gemara tells us one of the reasons why Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in this burning thorn bush was to show that Hashem, when the Jewish people are in suffering and exile, Hashem is suffering with us. The Jews at that time were suffering in exile in Egypt. They were being beaten and made to suffer terribly by the Egyptians. Hashem revealed himself in the thorn bush to say, I'm also in suffering with you. And the main exile of the Jewish people is always based on a fall of the halachos of the Torah Shebal Peh. Al kein ro Moshe shehasne boyer boish. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu saw that this bush is burning with fire. Ki hasne hu bechinas hakoitzim v'hachoichim hasoivivim es hashoshana. Because this thorn bush represents the thorns and thistles that surround the heavenly rose. Shoshana is a term used to refer to the Shechina, the Spirit of Hashem, or the Torah, Shehi Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. The Shoshana, the rose, this beautiful rose, represents the Torah Shebal Peh, Shenoflo Lahaloimdim She'enom Hagunim, which has fallen into the hands of these people who are studying Gemara, who are bad people. They're not studying it for the right reasons. Shaydezeh hi beineim bagolus. And as a result of that, the Shechina, the Spirit of Hashem, is and the Torah, which is the Torah Shebal Peh, is in exile by these people who are learning Gemara wrong. Kishoshana bein achoichem, just like a rose that's surrounded by all kinds of thorns. V'afal pi shehem oiskim b'Torah. And even though these people are studying Torah, shehi b'chinas eish, and we know that Torah is compared to fire, b'chinas haloi koi dvorai koeish, as the pasuk says, my words are like fire. Afal pi kein ein koyach bo'eish ha-Torah levayer v'lisroi v'sasneh. Despite that, the fire of the Torah can't burn the thorns. And shein b'chinas ha-choichem v'koitzmanal. V'alkein hispalei Moshe moed, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was amazed about this. Madua lo yivar hasneh be'ish ha-toyeral. Why can't the Torah get rid of those thin thorns and thistles? That's what the Torah is all about. It's this fire of holiness that destroys the Sitra Achra. Veshivoy Hashem Yisborach, Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu was, Al tikrav haloim, don't get any closer, don't approach. Shal no lecho mi'al raglecho, remove your shoes from your feet. Ki lahasig soid zeh, because in order to understand this secret of what's taking place here, tzrichin chalitza saminolim, you have to remove your shoes, and thereby ad sheyal lebechinas mokoim habeis hamikdash elyon. The removing of your shoes will transport you to the heavenly Beis Hamikdash, shehu bechinas shorosh haTorah, which is the source from which the Torah receives its light. Sheshom bechinas kosnas or b'aleph. There, the garments are garments of light with an aleph. Shezeu bechinas mashakosu b'tikunei zoyar, and this is tied into what the Tikunei Zoyar says: Shal no olecho, that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, remove your shoe, do itza, that refers to your wife. Separate yourself completely from your wife. This was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shetzrichim lahafrish atzmoi betachlis haprishus mizivug hatachtoim. A Jew has to strive to disengage himself completely, as much as possible, from the physical aspect of the zivug, of the union with the woman. Rak liyached olazaveg zivugim huelyoinim, but rather only to be concentrating and focusing on bringing about the heavenly unification. Sheoisim alidei birur haHalachos, which we accomplish. One of the ways that we accomplish is that is by studying Torah Shebal Peh properly, the birur of the Halachos. Bebechinan as we explained earlier, Hamavura b'Torah Nals, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 12 in Likut Imran, about the different levels of yichud that are accomplished by a person learning Gemara and Halacha properly, the chibuk and the nishuk and the zivug.